Welcome to this continuing series of podcasts from Morgan Reeves on marketing.
Today's webcast is titled, A Word to the Web Wise. There's a global trend towards users that don't want to be chained to their desks or IT departments, but who need to access corporate applications wherever they may be working. The populist solution is one that involves taking advantage of the fact that the applications use ubiquitous HTTP protocol. Alas, this method isn't always reliable, particularly when you consider the difference between corporate networks and the Internet. Corporate networks tend to separate the world into two parts, the inside corporate and the outside Internet, that are kept apart by firewalls. Generally, corporations don't reveal all of their internal servers to the outside world for security reasons. This is different to the Internet, when a web-based application interacts with a user, and it sends a number of embedded URLs for navigation purposes. Having been developed under the assumption that the applications will always work inside the protection of the corporate network, many such applications embedded URLs that would never work on the Internet. There lies the problem, i.e., web applications need to be corrected in order to function effectively in the Internet and corporate networks alike. URLs inside out and outside in web resource mapping can be used to unify URLs generated by web applications, making access far more secure for remote workers. When carried out securely through a web traffic manager, the conversion will happen transparently and doesn't need to be intervened by the administrators of the web-based application. Web proxies can also help with the problem of remote workers, presenting, as they do, a single point of entry to all web applications. A key issue to bear in mind with such proxies is that it must be able to address the issues of authentication, authorization, and accounting to each web request that it processes. Individual web applications tend to design their own authentication, authorization, and accounting, AAA, systems for the purpose of tracking and managing users. While this may be necessary, it does present a problem to both users and administrators. Since each application presents its own view of user management, users must learn the nuances of each system, and in turn, administrators have to learn how to configure the authorization policies of each web application. This can become tedious and error-prone to all parties. Security without borders. By using security web traffic managers, it's possible to centralize AAA into one place with one system. Web applications can benefit from these authentication systems. By using secure web traffic managers into one central place with one system, it is possible to centralize AAA into one place with one system. Web applications can benefit from these authentication systems by using security tokens that are passed from each request from the proxy by the application. By using the token, web applications don't need to authenticate again. SSL also provides an end-to-end solution, enabling borderless security throughout the encryption mechanism. SSL keeps traffic encrypted all the way to the application, and not just to the edge of the corporate network. Indeed, SSL support is ubiquitous across all operating systems and web browsers, making the IT security manager's life much easier. Thank you.
Good marketing vision is important to any organization or company, but putting that vision into a step-by-step workable plan is another challenge. Morgan Reeves has successfully created and implemented marketing strategies for companies for over 15 years. If you'd like to learn more about these important steps or any other issues that we've covered on today's show, log on to www.morganreeves.com. That's morganreeves.com, or call 1-408-394-7337. Thanks for listening.